Now I would like to bring up one of my good friends, a man who is a contemporary of mine who has done a great job, a former professional athlete and still rocking in his 60s. We are proud to have Royal Diamond, Herb Rapp.
I've been involved with NECAM for 18 years. I have the pleasure of admitting I started the first wellness preview
in Thousand Oaks, just up the road a little ways, in 1995, I think it was. And I was a tennis professional for 27 years, and, you know, when you're a tennis professional that long, you think that's going to be your career for the rest of your life. And NECAM came into my life in 1994 in December when I picked up a few products for my mother who was suffering with all kinds of discomfort. Rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, that kind of thing. And in a matter of 30 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, she got her life back. She went from being doubled over like that to standing upright. She had a smile back on her face. And I got involved with NECAM as a consultant in January, and I had a vision. I had a 8x10 color picture size vision of NECAM. And over the last 18 years, that's become a 22x28 high-def, incredible picture of what NECAM is. And as I was walking up to the door of the building, I walked by the flags that are outside. I saw the energy of the building. I saw the scale of the building here. It just reminded me how lucky I am and we all are to be a part of something really big in the 21st century. As a tennis professional, I changed the lives of a few people as far as their recreation, helped their backhand, and helped their enjoyment of the game of tennis. But since I've been involved with NECAM, I felt like I was doing something that was more about my destiny, about why I was on earth. Helping my mother was a tremendous gift, but my love for helping people as a tennis coach was given wings when it came to being with NECAM, because literally, in 24 countries now, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have heard about NECAM, enjoyed the products, and had a chance to have a business. And what my topic today was is to understand a little bit better and share with you why it's important to work with your organization. I don't think anybody went to high school or even college and thought to themselves, I want to grow up and be a network marketer. Is that fairly safe to say? I never understood network marketing that well. It made sense that you'd make a little bit of money on a lot of people. That made sense economically, but I love the idea of it. But I was already working 65, 70 hours a week as a tennis pro, and I enjoyed that work. As we get involved with building a team of people, one of the things we're recognizing now is we've got to be teachers, coaches, cheerleaders, inspirational speakers. There are a lot of different things that have to go on if you're going to lead people. And believe me, building a network marketing team requires leadership. Someone's going to have to lead. Now, as Tony mentioned, his sponsor, Reed Nelson, was also the man that got into my path, and he helped me build my business. So if you don't have the expertise yourself, you've got to rely on other people to provide it. So I was a really good listener and learner in the beginning. I could translate my passion and enthusiasm to people, but it was my upline who were earning a significant income and had 18, 20 years of experience in network marketing, and they were able to really close the deal and help people not just get an 8x10 color picture, but get a much larger picture. And when you look at network marketing, it's a new decision for people. Most people have a little skepticism about their own abilities. When you sign an application, that sponsor is requiring themselves to assist you building that business. So there's a lot of interaction. And anytime you get into a relationship with someone, you run the risk of underperforming. And when people sign up in our business and they talk a big game and then down the road they don't perform, there's a disappointment level there. So all the time you're involved with people and their expectations, and you don't want to let them down. Just like you don't want them to disappoint you when it comes to doing what they say they will do. I think if there's one thing the average person recognizes is that we work with people who are not very disciplined. And so as a team leader, you are going to be the person that's going to be required to help people have some discipline, because most people don't the country right now where the word commitment has a very, very weak meaning. We see it when divorces occur over 50% of the time. People say, I will spend the rest of my life with you, come hell or high water, and half of those marriages, they break up. We see people that aren't willing to commit to virtually anything. And it's part of our society. They want results right away. We're a society that loves things to happen real fast. We're in the information age. The number of emails and Twitter tweets and all these different things coming, we're bombarded. And our new distributors are bombarded all the time as well. When we begin our business, we're out there prospecting. And prospecting is that interview phase of the business where you're asking questions. You're trying to weave a picture for them of how NECAN can answer questions for them in their life. 80% of people don't like the work they do. 100,000 people a week are looking at network marketing. 50 to 70,000 a week are signing applications in network marketing businesses. You're living in the very best time in the history of the world to be in a network marketing business. There's more need in America now than in any time in our lives since the Great Depression. The future doesn't look great. College students are told that they will have 7 careers and 14 different jobs by the time they're 40. And they're already having trouble finding jobs right now. So I don't know how long daddies are going to pay $60,000 to $100,000 for a 4-year college education when junior can't find a job when they get out. What's the solution? We have it right here. A home-based business. Whether you do it full-time or part-time, it's something you can do that you can look in the future and you can get excited about. When I first got into NECAN, I was very excited about what the products had done for my mother. When I got my first check for about $2,000 for my first 2 weeks, I was very excited because it had rained every single day. What you have to do as a leader and a person who's building your organization and leading your organization is you've got to transfer your conviction, your belief, and your faith to your consultants. When you get someone to sign an application, does that mean they're going to do anything? No. That's basically setting up a relationship. What's going to take place after that is it's going to be your responsibility to lead that person to a belief in the future of their time in the NECAN business. You have to help them understand that this is something this is a net worth business, not a net wish business. A lot of people have an idea that they get in and right away something's going to happen. It's all about people. But what's your guarantee? If you don't quit, you will find people that love this opportunity just like you love it. Dave Johnson, our leading money earner, explained it this way. Imagine there's a hotel with 10 floors and each floor has 100 beds. Under one of those beds is a $1 million cashier's check with your name on it. And you've got to go to every room and look under the mattress in that hotel room to see if that million dollar check is there. Once you get to the 6th floor, you've already done 500 plus beds. Are you going to go home? It would be silly, wouldn't it? Because you're guaranteed that the result will be at the end of the day or the end of the time, you'll have a $1 million check. Many people get into network marketing and they say, I'll put my toe in the water and I'll try it for 6 months. I'll try it for 6 months. Trying doesn't get you anything. It's commitment that's going to make it work. So as a leader, that's one of the biggest challenges you're going to have is you've got to take people who are sort of uncertain of themselves, uncertain about network marketing, and they're faced with challenges, and you're going to keep them on the path. Okay? When a rocket ship or a missile goes up towards the moon, it's off course 97% of the time. And it feels like that in network marketing. Many times people feel like they're really off course. We're the ones that have got to coach them back onto the proper path. Training goes on all the time. Okay? Because nobody comes into network marketing with all those skill sets. Would you agree? I mean, just in the matter of communication, how many of us were taught to listen rather than talk all the time? I know when I got into NECAN, all I wanted to do was just share what the great products had done for my family and people I knew, and I thought that's all I had to do. It was years later that I learned that listening will give you the results you're looking for because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That was Zig Ziglar's favorite quote, I think. And that's really true. If I'm talking to someone that's got a health challenge and I'm trying to share with them how great the business is, it's not recording. They're not thinking about building a business. They're thinking about getting better. Once they get better, many of those people that got into NECAN for the products have become distributors of the year even because they were so passionate with the results they got with the product that it put them on a track to build a very successful business. There's two dates in NECAN. The date that you signed an application and you got into the NECAN business. A second date is when NECAN gets into you and your heart changes and you realize this is a lot bigger than just making some money. This is about changing people's lives. This is about leaving an impact on the world, leaving a legacy for yourself. And one of the things that I've loved about it is that we will leave a legacy for our children with that business that's built. My business, fortunately, has just passed the $100 million mark in sales. I've never thought of anything that involved $100 million, but my NECAN business has created $100 million in sales and has now expanded to 24 countries. You have to constantly deal with negativity with people today, particularly in the United States and North America. Why is there negativity? The media is negative. Shows on TV and the movies are negative. So people will have a tendency to become negative about many aspects of the business. People will disappoint you. People will say, I'll be at the preview, and they won't make it sometimes. People will say, I'm gonna capitalize my business, and next thing you know, they don't. The reality of it is, as a leader, you want to be talking to your team and communicating with them to deflect that result of negativity. Some people can't take negativity. I mean, negativity is everywhere. So if you're not going to have the ability to communicate positively and deflect negativity in your organization, you're going into trouble. Because there's a lot of people who are talking to your consultants and your prospects. Everybody's out there marketing something with an email, a phone call, video telecast, or things like that. And I think we've got about 3,200 companies in direct marketing here in North America. So it's a constant need to be leading people. Someone's going to lead them, and you want to be the person doing it. Now, if you're fortunate like I am, in my first 6 months, two of my leaders showed up. Two ladies have become Royal Diamond. That's Barbara Albert and her husband Bruce, and then Susan Carver. Both are Royal Diamonds. They came into my business in the first 6 months. Those of you that believe in the power of prayer, I would suggest praying for leaders to show up. Some people like to have a lot of followers. A network marketing business is a lot more fun when you have leaders, because they basically are they're going to lead their organization. Susan and Brad have been responsible. Barbara and Brad Arns and Herbert Pacino, that team of people in that one leg has been responsible for millions of dollars of sales. You're not looking for a lot of people. From your team of people that you're leading, you're looking for leadership skills. You're looking for people that have a passion burning in them to get the most out of life. One of the things that network marketing offers that most businesses don't is, as you get more successful, you have more freedom. Most businesses don't have freedom ever in the existence of a business. I had small businesses for 27 years, and there was no freedom. In fact, the more successful you got, I had five different tennis shops in Florida and Georgia, and then five different tennis shops in California, in Nevada. And I know the more I expanded, the more headaches, the more people that could let me down, the more challenges. And I never had one month where there was more money than money. So just know that you're in a business right now where freedom is out there. For me, it basically happened within 2 years. I knew I was going to be financially free. At $20,000 a month, you can make some choices. And I'm moving back to Georgia right now. I've moved back and forth across the country, and people say, why do you keep moving? I says, because I can. If I feel like I need to be in California, I come out to California. If I feel like I need to be back on the East Coast somewhere, I move back there. But that's a beautiful thing. You've got to paint a picture for your organization as a leader. Each person's going to want something different. There will be some that want to be changing the world. The supporters want to help people. You better be talking about how you're going to help people make a difference to them. People want to have fun. You can talk about the travel, being in other countries. I just got back 3 weeks in Peru and Colombia. What a treat to see how the business is growing there. I think the fastest growth in the NECAN world is down in South America. People get it when it comes to network marketing. I never hear about somebody that has left and gone somewhere else. I never hear someone disappointed in the comp plan. I never hear any complaints. They're just excited, and people building businesses very rapidly down there. So your business will constantly be in transition. It's up to you to see if it's moving in the correct direction. You have to be clear. You got to speak with positive tones. Your body language is the majority of your communication is your body language. I was talking this morning to some people, and I realized, my goodness, I'm still as excited as I was 18 years ago. And that's pretty nice, because most people aren't excited anymore. You know, most people are trying to find something that they can get excited about getting up in the morning.
And when you're in business like Nikan, you find yourself waking up before the alarm clock because you're so excited to go out and have see what shows up today. You know, every month is different than the month before. And when you walk in this beautiful building, you realize I'm part of something very big. I'm independent. I'm my own boss. I hold my own destiny. But the reality of it is we're working with a company that does an incredible job providing a vision. The five pillars is a great concept. I'd never thought of that when I was in college. The products are unbelievable. I'm so excited about the new nutritional drink, and I've been on it myself for a month. Love the results. But when you talk about weight management, you could talk to a lot of people out there about that because over 60% of the population needs it. And that's a really easy area to talk about. The company is doing a great job. We need more people like those of you in the room today. People that will come from Denmark to grow in their understanding of Nikan and the power that they can have at their disposal. You've got it in your hand. Anything you want in your life, you have right here. Not many people out there. I know people making $1 million a year, but guess what? The work they're doing is killing them. Their kids don't like them. They don't have a wife anymore. Their health is going down the drain. They've sold out. If we sell out the Nikan, what are you selling out to? You're selling out to living a better quality of life. You're going to understand balance, which almost no one understands. And when it comes to body, mind, spirit, finances, spiritual relationship, I mean, you're selling out to the most wonderful set of values you could possibly sell out to. And I'm going to celebrate my 65th birthday this year, and many people think I'm in my 40s. I play full court basketball with 25-year-old kids. Nationally ranked in tennis at 60 and over, stronger than when I was 20, more flexible than when I was 20, bone density of a 30-year-old. These are the kind of things a leader shares with people because people are far more interested in your stories and why are you passionate. When was the last time you had a conversation with someone outside of Nikan who was passionate about anything, especially passionate about your work? Almost never happens. So here we are in the 21st century. You've got anything you want in the palm of your hand, okay? It's up to you now to make a decision. You will have to be a leader. You won't accidentally build a big check. We love the product. This building is not here because of the products. Do you all know that? This building is not here because of products. It's because of our number one product, and that is the business. And you have to realize that 85% of people do not want to sell anything. So this is a contrary skill set development that we're talking about, and it's critical that you become a leader and can actually communicate to people that we have to step out of our comfort zone. If you're in a box, you've got to step outside the box. You've got to crush it, change your thinking about how you're going to make your living. But the beautiful thing is every month should be better than the month before as long as you're involved in this business. And the future should look bright. And knowing what you know about magnetic energy, you need it to survive. And you need the sun's energy to survive. We have a message that's not ever been told to this world we live in. They don't know that you die without magnetic energy. They don't know that, a lot of them don't know that you die without the sun's energy. And we've got the number one company that's provided product for 37 years or so that give people these energies. And the results are we can look like we haven't aged as much. We can have energy and we can love the future we have and we can love every day. There are more smiles per capita in Nikan than any other company in the world. Now think about that. Most people get together and talk about their lives at the end of the day. They're not happy because of their work. They're happy because they're drinking and they're not working. But that's the reality of it. Most people have to literally go grab something and put alcohol in their body or something stronger to have a good time. But to us, a good time is seeing somebody's life change. To see somebody walking instead of in a wheelchair or on a cane. And that's what still gets me excited today. And our company is doing a great job, and we've got a tremendous responsibility to share this because we have a world, even in all the countries, less than 1% of the population know about Nikan. And if any of you like to pray for some calamity like President Obama falling down the stairs and needing a Nikan sleep system, and he can talk about it in one of his press conferences. Because we do need that. You can't get mass awareness without mass media. So we got to get bigger mouths and talk to more people. Okay? Well, it's been my pleasure to share some time with you this morning. I'm happy to see those of you that are
down here in Irvine or enjoying this beautiful building. And those of you that are on the web or somewhere else and around the NECAN world, thank you for being here today. And God bless you. Go forward and talk to a lot of people.